Thank you, Joey. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick on a really, really hot day here in Nashville. The news cycle was hot yesterday in Charlotte. Kyle Bailey's on the line with us, our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Afternoon drive time host, WFNZ there in Charlotte, the host of the Clubhouse. He joins us. Kyle, what was the reaction? Surprise? Did you have a feeling this was coming? I mean, I think everybody kind of felt like Baker Mayfield, his days were over in Cleveland, but did you think the next stop would be Charlotte?
Well, I think the reaction was from most was about as excited as you get around here when Petey Pablo comes on. I appreciate the invite. Yeah, I mean, things yesterday were pretty optimistic. I can't speak for everyone, and we certainly heard from some people that felt like this was underwhelming, but, you know, Baker's not a huge upgrade over Sam Darnold or whatever the case may be. But, you know, overwhelmingly people said, look, this is good. It adds competition. He's a step up. And this was the piece that was really keeping people, a lot of people, from having any sort of optimism about the team this year because they've had a really good offseason. They've invested in the offensive line. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey expects to be healthy again. They brought in some running back help. The special teams, they signed an all-decade punter in Johnny Hecker. So, I mean, they've done a lot of really good things from a roster standpoint, but the biggest, most glaring weakness continued to be the quarterback position. They drafted Matt Corral, but a rookie's not going to save Matt Rhule's job this year. So Baker could be the guy, and given what we saw 2 years ago when he led a Cleveland team with a lot of talent to a playoff appearance, he's walking into a similar situation here. So we'll see if he makes the most of it.
So you did not paint a very flattering picture of Matt Rhule's future there in Carolina. So you think he's dead man walking? Is that what I took from that?
Not quite. Although, I mean, you're not wrong to hear a little bit of, what I'll say is this. You can't win 5 games in your first 2 seasons and have anyone expecting going into year 3 that you're safe or that this is just the natural progression of a rebuild. Year 1 was promising. Year 2, looked like it really had promise when they started 3-0. Christian McCaffrey gets hurt again, and it was pretty much all downhill from there. They lost 12 of the next 14 to close out the season. So, I think Matt Rhule knows as well as anybody. It wouldn't be news to him, but he probably needs to, have a much better year this year to keep his job. And Baker Mayfield, at least on paper, gives him a better chance to do that.
Is it hard to get excited because of kind of the quarterback shuffle? I mean, you help. You're on here because you're the expert. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. We were talking about it yesterday. What is it? Kyle Allen, Heineke, Bridgewater, Sam Darnold. I mean, since Cam Newton, it's been, just a quarterback shuffle. Is it hard to get excited about the next guy up or no?
Yes, and it's a great point, and it's a good question because that is the reality. If this had been, straight from an injured Cam Newton at the tail end of his time in Carolina to Baker Mayfield, we'd probably have a different conversation. But, DJ Moore, the wide receiver here who just got extended this offseason for 3 years, $71 million, it's remarkable the numbers that he's put up, having caught passes from at least a dozen quarterbacks over the past 4 years. Actually, going back to Maryland in his senior year, where he caught passes from 5 quarterbacks. But here in Carolina, it's been Cam Newton, Kyle Allen, Will Greer, Taylor Heineke, Teddy Bridgewater, P.J. Walker, Sam Darnold. It's just been a carousel of guys who we all knew weren't going to be the answer. Although there was a brief dalliance from some with Kyle Allen being the next face of the Carolina Panthers, which felt, way premature at the time, if not outright ridiculous. So, yes, that has absolutely contributed to some of the, apathy that we've seen grow here, unfortunately, over the past couple of years. I mean, the Panthers haven't made the playoffs in 4 seasons. So, they are teetering on the worst kind of apathy, which is why you saw them make that move yesterday.
Deontay Foreman, when Derrick Henry went down last year, really, just a guy they picked up off the scrap heap, and the next thing you know, Deontay Foreman was running wild. It was half of a season. Unfortunately, they were unable to keep him around. He's in Carolina. You mentioned McCaffrey coming back. What is their role? I know it's still July and probably more answers will be there with training camp and preseason rolls around, but what do you think, Kyle, is going to be the role of Deontay Foreman?
So very glad that you asked and was excited to talk with you guys there in Nashville for this very reason, because of all the moves they've made this offseason, they've really invested deeply in the offensive line. you know, and elsewhere, the other pieces they brought in. Foreman might be my favorite non-quarterback or offensive line move. In fact, he is my favorite move. I think he sets up to be a beautiful complement to Christian McCaffrey, who, even if begrudgingly, they have to use a little bit differently to keep him healthy. And, you know, on top of, you know, and refresh my memory, was it the Eagles game that he ran wild last year in Derek's absence? Was that the game or was it a different opponent?
Well, he actually ran wild in several games. It really, I mean,
fair.
You know, he had some really, really big games. And quite honestly, at times, this is, you know, don't take this the wrong way, and I don't want anybody to freak out. But, you know, I mean, just it looked like they weren't missing a beat. I mean, their rushing numbers were just the same with Derrick Henry, and I'm certainly not suggesting that anybody's at his level, but it was just amazing to see really no drop-off, and it was because of really Foreman.
Yes, and that's the point that I've made here several times over since they brought him in, that he has ability. He's still young. Hell, I think he got more Heisman votes out of in Texas that final year than Christian McCaffrey did in Stanford. So they've got real pedigree, real talent and athleticism, a nice compliment back there. And, you know, they were unable, unfortunately, to pick up some pretty critical short yardage situations last season. Now, there's a combination of factors for that. The offensive line was bad. I don't think Joe Brady was ready to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL. It was not the offense that a lot of us envisioned Matt Rhule would run when he first got to the league. Joe Brady was the hot, sexy young name, and so when the Panthers landed him, it was exciting around here because, oh, look at this deep-pocketed owner outspending everyone for the shiny new toy. But from a football standpoint, it really didn't seem to match with what we thought Matt Rhule wanted to do. So now in comes Ben McAdoo. It seems to be more along the lines of what they intended to do in the first place, and I think Ben McAdoo is going to have a field day using McCaffrey and Foreman together.
We're talking to Kyle Bailey. Kyle, I'm looking at your Twitter. First of all, congratulations. It sounds like you have a niece here on that just came on board, and you've got more coming here. The family's been very active, it looks like, in the Baileys.
Yeah, I just handed my one-year-old daughter off to the babysitter. My niece was born yesterday, and I've got a son due in 3 weeks. So we are multiplying. We have world domination on our minds, so I appreciate that.
Hey, you start with Charlotte, and you go from there, right? That's so big day. Yesterday, but Kyle, you know, people here, especially like fantasy owners, we're all trying to get a gauge on Christian McCaffrey. It's always a great question this time of year, trying to figure out if a guy can bounce back. We're asking the same questions about Derrick Henry right after the season he had. So we know he's going to work his tail off in both cases, Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey, to be as ready as they can. But what's realistic right now?
Well, I mean, he should be 100%. And the good thing is with Christian, despite it being really, you know, annoying for him first and foremost, nobody's more, you know, upset about the way the last 2 years have gone than he is. But you know, they weren't structural, you know, long-term damaging type injuries. Now, it wasn't a knee. It wasn't an Achilles. It was, you know, a strained hamstring. It was a turned ankle. It was, you know, several nagging things that unfortunately came up. So there is, you know, good reason to believe that he will look like the Christian McCaffrey, the thousand back from a couple of years ago when he takes the field again this year. It's all about, you know, can he stay healthy? Do they use him differently? Do they reduce the workload a little bit? Marshall Faulk, you know, and Christian McCaffrey met not that long ago. Marshall was giving him some advice on how to stay healthy. And I got a huge kick out of it because, you know, he was saying, hey, you got to be strong. You got all the usual things that backs need to do. He was telling him to stay healthy. And then at the end, he said, but the most important thing you can do is find a better quarterback. You know, that really is what it boils down to, because you watch the best quarterbacks around the NFL, they make things look easy for their backs. When you're running back in Aaron Rodgers' backfield, Tom Brady's backfield, things tend to look easy. That hasn't been the case here so far. So, you know, tying it back to Baker Mayfield, I think that's obviously what they're intending to do, is just make things a little bit easier for both. Let Baker just get the ball to Christian in space, to DJ Moore, to Terrace Marshall Jr., to Robbie Anderson, to Rashard Higgins, and they'll just let those guys work. So if I'm a fantasy owner, I understand the natural caution about Christian staying healthy, but I still wouldn't hesitate to snap him up for this upcoming season.
Kyle, to finish this, I'm going to ask you about an hour-long question here. But I'm only giving you 1 minute to answer it. But the ACC future here, we're reading all of this stuff, the USC-UCLA thing. Just your reaction, give us like a minute-long thing, what you think is next with some of these ACC teams.
Well, it's exciting for those of us in the media business, sports talk radio, print, TV. It gives us a lot of content, a lot of fodder. From a fan's perspective, I hate it. I don't like the blowing up of geographical common sense, the, some of the history and tradition. But if I'm being honest and fair, this kind of is the history of college football, right? I mean, 60 years ago, I believe, every school from West Virginia down to Florida was in the Southern Conference. It was like 50 schools deep. So we've seen a lot of realignment over the years. Now, with the ACC specifically, I don't think some, alliance-light type of team-up with the Pac-12 is going to save anything. I don't think that, you know, a championship game in Las Vegas is going to be valuable enough to ESPN to even get, you know, the ACC within shouting distance of the kind of revenue the SEC and the Big Ten are going to be pulling down. So it might not be right away, but I think the ACC might just get picked apart finally this time. We got the ACC meetings coming up here, ACC media kickoff coming up annually in Charlotte here in a couple of weeks. And it is going to be, the vibe in that place is going to be so weird, because I think it's realistic, for instance, that North Carolina, Duke, UVA, and let's say Georgia Tech end up in the Big Ten, and Clemson, Florida State, Virginia Tech, Miami end up going to the SEC, because of those football brands and you know, football traditions. But at this point, it seems like nearly anything's on the table.
Hmm. Last thing, real quick, let me sneak in. So is Baker Mayfield the guy? Is he going to be the week one starter against the Browns?
I believe so. Now, I will say this. I think that they're going to – Matt Rhule is going to let these guys compete. Ben McAdoo is going to let these guys compete. If Sam Darnold goes out there and wins the job, clearly, well, then you got to play him. But you are trading for Baker Mayfield to be your starting quarterback. And, you know, Baker throughout the course of his career, anytime he's felt slighted or disrespected by a former teammate, he's gone on to exact his revenge. And so week one against Cleveland here in Uptown Charlotte, you know, in all likelihood, no Deshaun Watson. If Baker's rare, if he has the playbook uploaded and if he's healthy, I think you're going to see him go out there and try to put on a show against his old team week one.
Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road. Have a great summer.
Appreciate you, fellas. You do a great job. Thank you for having me.
Kyle Bailey, host of The Clubhouse on WFNZ there in Charlotte, Afternoon Drive Show. We appreciate him joining us. Willie, you've got a word about QC Kinetics.
Well, let's give you the word about QC Kinetics. They want to keep you moving. They're all about mobility, joy of life, having you do the things that you love to do outside. Now, today it's hot. Yeah, we know that. But, you know, if you like to hike or play tennis or play pickleball or golf, if you got joint pain, maybe you're not able to do the things that you love to do. And QC Kinetics wants to help you with that because they have some methods that are relatively new. They're on the cutting edge. And they want to keep you moving. It's called regenerative medicine, and it's a free consultation. QC Kinetics is in our listening area now, and they know that if you've been through this at different times in your life with joint pain, and maybe you've been offered steroids or maybe other kinds of drugs, pain meds, or maybe surgery, that may not be appealing to you. So now there's a better way. It's those regenerative medicines from QC Kinetics. Lasting healing power using your body's own healing power. It's put right into your joints. So call and get the free consultation from QC Kinetics right now. 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. Any pain in any joint. 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics.